You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 10:41 AM on this Wednesday, August 30th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a very special guest on here. We do this every last Wednesday of the month after the big meeting week, and it's Corky Reynolds, City Administrator.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yep, yeah, of course. Good to have you on again. So I usually like to do this with all my guests, and I'm sure most people listening are aware of what you do, but for those who aren't,
I'm the city administrator for the city of Crookston. I've been doing this job since approximately March of 2022, and it's a great job. Yeah. I enjoy it.
That's good
to be back. I was in Los Angeles for about a week, so it's good to be back in Crookston. Because it's quite different than Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've definitely been to different locations around the U.S., and I would definitely agree. Definitely feel a little bit of that culture shock, even just within the United States. But I'd love to talk about that type of fun stuff, but we got to get into the nitty-gritty of the city council meeting that was just had. And let's start with this Laura Musser grant that you're kind of telling me about. So why don't you describe what that is and what you were talking about.
Yes, that's a grant that our community development director and our park and recs director are going to be submitting an application for. And what it is, it's specifically directed to rural areas. It applies to communities of under 10,000. And we could receive up to $25,000. The match on this grant is actually no money expended, but in-kind services. We would have to perform labor and those kind of things. But it hopefully will be directed towards the community center downtown. I call it the Big Red Barn.
Yeah.
Town Square, yeah.
And
what we'd like to do is to enhance that building itself, prepare it for winter, insulate it, and make it better in that sense so it could be available all year round. That's the idea
that would
happen. Alternatively, there may be the ability to put in some park equipment in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's looking to do that, and applications can go in September 1st, probably here in February of 24. But that's one of the things that we're able to access because of the community development director, the EDA, looking for grants and preparing those applications, and then working with, in this instance, the park and recreation director,
mm-hmm.
with his ideas about what might be possible. So we're hopeful, and that's going to go in, and the council gave its approval for that application to be submitted.
Is there anything else that you would do with this grant? Like, would there be any leftover money for any other?
Probably not. No. $25,000 is nice to have,
yeah,
but $25,000 in today's market gets you the basics. If we can insulate and upgrade the barn, or park recreation equipment is very expensive.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a lot of equipment. But one, we'll have to get the application in. Two, hopefully we're awarded, and then three, we can make decisions about what it's going to be used for.
Yeah, for sure, and you know, a lot of events go on at that town square, and I think it's a nice hub for this community.
Well, especially if we can get it insulated and ready for winter use, because now it doesn't have those amenities, and we could use it more often and year-round.
Do they have any events there in the winter at all?
I'm not aware of. No, mostly it's for the farmer's market, and then occasionally a wedding on that type of thing. But I think it would just enhance the downtown area,
mm-hmm.
and allow more events to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely an exciting thing. Definitely something that I think would very much benefit the community. I definitely agree. So let's shift gears. You also wanted to talk about the Ehlers Financial meeting at VTP. You want to describe that a little bit?
Yeah, that was a meeting that was held last week. Ehlers is a financial group out of the metro area, and they advise cities with respect to various financial matters. And they offer services in terms of helping if you're considering bonding. They also assist with financial management, and they're experts in that area. We had a meeting with them. Some council members were also present, members of the EDA board, as well as different city office holders were there. And the purpose was to describe bonding procedures. There are different procedures for bonding, and they did a very good job in presenting the various options. They talked about the incidents which could involve bonding, and gave us proposals on when you might use it, how you might use bonding, because that's a mechanism for financing that the city has not used for quite a period of time. And now with interest rates the way they are, bonding can really help get a sum of money to be used for a specific large project with interest rates that are considerably lower than just going to a bank and borrowing money. And the representative did a real good job of talking about those options.
Do you have any ideas on how you wish to use those bonds if you're able to get them?
Well, we always are talking about bonding for such things as the Woods Edition streets. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Bonding for building enhancement within the city, city structures that maybe need to be upgraded, you know, possibility. We've talked a lot about the swimming pool. There's considerable expense there, and maybe a bond is a mechanism to do that. But just getting conversant in the idea of bonding, because we have not used that as a city for such a long period of time, it's good to refresh ourselves about what it is, how you can use it, to give us more options for doing the things in the city, the infrastructure. You know, let's say the sewer and wastewater needs upgrading. Those are expensive. And if you use bonding, you can do more of them sooner if that's a mechanism that is chosen.
What do you think is the reason that Crookston hasn't really used bonding? Is there a risk involved in it at all? Or?
Well, I don't think there's a risk, but what it is you're essentially borrowing money. Mm-hmm. You would be taxing your residents. And historically, we have just not done that.
Yeah.
We've either deferred some maintenance-type issues or... we've paid cash for some of the repairs that we've done, but we're seeing that our infrastructure, especially the sewer and wastewater and water structure, needs to be upgraded.
Yeah.
And it seems that many of those things are happening now. We're also going to be doing, and we issued a request for proposals for engineering firms to come in and analyze our streets, our infrastructure, and then to prioritize which are in the most need, which are in second tier needs. And we hope to be getting that done and completed by early to middle of next year, that actual study. And then we'll have to consider how do we get done the things that need to be done that have been deferred for some period of time.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the infrastructure is very important to any city, so having a good way to go about doing that definitely is a good idea, I would say. So then, to shift gears again, what about the comprehensive plan agreement?
Yeah, what that is cities often do comprehensive plans. It's some land use planning, some evaluation of where you want to be in 5 years, where you want to be in 10 years. And our comprehensive plan for Crookston was last updated in 2016. So it is time to do it in that instance. And in addition, with the community development director being very, very interested in obtaining grants and awards, an updated comprehensive plan to use with those submissions is essential. Awarders of grants, awarders of monies want to know where your city is, where you would like it to be, and to see how their grants and awards might fit in with that. So bringing our comprehensive plan up to date is an essential component or part of that process for applying for either private foundation monies or to present to the state legislature for their bonding bill, why we need monies for Crookston. And we are able to contract with the firm who did our plan in 2016.
I was just going to ask you when was the last time and how often would these things be updated?
Well, there's no set timeline.
Yeah.
But the last time was in March of 2016. And we were able to get the same firm that did our previous plan. So they have a lot of background information. They're aware of Crookston and its historical context. And that helps with the comprehensive plan. And they will be conducting interviews with focus groups, with city officials, and then preparing that plan, which we can use then for our own goals, establishing goals, and then to help our community development director and the EDA when they're analyzing where could we seek monies and how do we present to the state legislature when they're considering the bonding bill.
For sure, definitely an important thing as well. And I know we were talking a little bit before we got on here about Sam Melby. What did you want to chat about him about?
Well, we had established a number of issues that were important to the city, and we wanted to see how they relate with the county. We had 8 or 9 issues that we were felt were important to the city and would have either some impact on the county or the county would make decisions that would impact those issues in the city. One is buildings that are in a dilapidated condition. How do we mutually approach those problems? Instead of each going our own separate ways, is there a way that we can do it together, especially with an idea of cost, you know, and how that would work together? We talked about that. We talked about how we assess for sidewalks in the city, and ironically enough, it's quite an antiquated procedure. We assess city properties for sidewalks. Kind of odd. We assess ourselves. That money is collected on the real estate taxes, so it's transferred to the county, and the county sends us back the money we assessed ourselves. So we had talked about a procedure, how we can better address that issue. That was a good conversation.
Yeah.
We spent about an hour and a half. Our city finance director, Audrey Pesa, was there. I was there, and Sam was there on behalf of the county. We also talked about some issues of tipping fees when we have buildings which we may be taking down or debris. We pay the county a tipping fee for using the transfer station. And we have some thoughts about in the future way we proceed with acquiring some properties and demolishing them. Well, they would have fairly extensive tipping fees. Is there a way we can coordinate that type of thing with the county? Would there be a could we get a reduction? Or so we talked about that. Issues that are of mutual interest to the county and the city, and those types of meetings haven't occurred a lot in the past, so we thought that that would be a good idea to sit down and keep this initiate this dialogue so we're operating more efficiently and effectively in coordination with the county and the county with the city.
Yes, so that is kind of like the cities are like separate from the county, but they can still come together on stuff like
this. Well,
for
sure, we're part of the county.
Yeah.
And the county has certain rules and regulations that apply to us, and we want to make sure that we are acting in coordination with one another so that we don't have policies and procedures that are divergent or maybe antithetical, opposite to one another.
Yeah.
So that was a good initial conversation, and we hope to continue those in the future so that we're acting in a coordinated way for efficiency, especially with respect to dollars.
And of course, Polk County is a rather large county in terms of around like the other surrounding
geographically
counties.
Polk County is very large.
Yeah.
And it you know, what happens in Langby, we maybe don't think affects Crookston, or what we do in Crookston doesn't affect Langby, but it could.
For sure.
So we want to be aware of that, and we want to be cognizant or thoughtful about that and try to work together as best we can, because in this geographic area, if we're not working together, it's going to be very difficult for all of us to succeed.
It's always funny. I always like looking at maps and seeing like other states, they have like all square counties, and then even Minnesota, like mostly square counties, and then you see Polk is like a boot. Like,
yeah, it's an odd configuration, but it's worked in the past, and we want to have it continue to work together on those types of things.
Yeah, it's a very notable county in northwest Minnesota, but again, for anyone who's just tuning in now, we got about 5 minutes left in this discussion. We're here with Corky Reynolds, city administrator, and I guess let's just talk about any other budget discussions that were
in the midst of our budgeting process,
yeah.
And that's an immense undertaking, as always. And what happens is that I initially meet with department heads and say, it's time to budget. We have line items that we go through. We talk about what might be increased needs, where the places that we might reduce expenditures, and then always, are there places where we can increase revenues? And we go through them individually with our finance director, and then those department heads come and present at Ways and Means Committee meetings what they would like to see, what they would like to get for their department. And they put projections about costs, and they put projections about where revenues will come in for their various departments. And we're going through that now. I believe we just had our third meeting on Monday night after our council meeting, where we had presenters. What we do then is each of the departments will eventually present their requested budget. That the council then gives us an indication of where they would like to see the levy to create revenues to pay for those, where they'd like to see that levy set. Then the department heads and myself and our finance director go back and see where we can make adjustments to try to reach that goal for a levy that is effective in getting departments what they need, but also recognizing, you know, taxpayers have only a certain capacity to pay. And once we complete these initial presentations, the finance director and I then will go back and try to make some adjustments and then come back to the council and say, this is where we think we can increase our revenues. This is where we think the levy can be. We may have to take some items that the departments want out. But that's a process, and we have to have that done by the 30th of September.
Yeah, lots of intricacies that go into that, I'm sure. But as we approach kind of the last minute of our conversation, any last-second words that you want to put
in? We're looking forward to getting these budget discussions completed. We're looking forward to presenting a budget that meets our city's needs, but also recognizing, hey, there's inflation going on.
Yeah.
People of the community have expenses. We have to be very aware of that. And we hope we can walk the tightrope like the Walendas, stay up, but be effective.
Yeah, definitely a tough time, I think, for all of us in terms of, you know, spending and stuff. But at the same time, it's always important to invest in the community as well, because obviously it's where we live. And
there have been some things that have been deferred that now need to be addressed.
Yeah, of course, for sure. Well, thank you very much, Corky Reynolds. Always enjoy this monthly discussion we have, and we'll see you next month.
Yeah, you sure will. Thanks for having me.
I'll hold you to it. Okay, yep, no problem. So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, August 30th.